Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Fred Bottomer, the look at the week in religion. Among the thousands of citizens desperately trying to get out of Afghanistan are Afghani Christians. Joining me on the phone now to talk about that is Kelsey Zorzi. Kelsey is president of the United Nations Committee on Freedom of Religion or Belief. How big is the Afghan Christian community?
No one knows the exact numbers for sure because the Afghan Christian community has been underground for so long. But the estimates from people working on the ground and from church leaders on the ground are that the church is between 10 and 12,000.
Is it stagnated or growing?
We've been told that since 2001, when the Taliban left, the church has been growing. And in fact, just a few years ago, several members of the church went ahead to try to add Christianity to their national ID cards, which signals to us that there has been a sense that individuals could be more free about their faith in Afghanistan recently. And like I said, the church numbers have seemed to be growing.
What are you hearing from Afghani Christians?
We are hearing that they are terrified, that they are going into hiding, that they're turning off their cell phones because they're not sure to what extent the Taliban might be able to track them through their phones. We're hearing that members of the Taliban for weeks have been going to mosques in other cities that they overtook earlier in the summer and trying to get lists of everyone in the town and figuring out who's attending the mosque and who's not, and that helps them to identify the other religious minorities who are not Muslim. We're hearing that some people have gotten letters threatening, "We know where you are, we're coming for you." There have been some other reports of targeted killings, of Taliban members finding Bible software on Christian cell phones and killing them for that. So we're hearing sort of the whole spectrum between actual horrific events already taking place and a lot of fear that more will be carried out.
How worried are you about their plight?
We are extremely worried about their plight. The situation seems to be getting worse. And we've heard a lot of people ask, well, can they just travel by foot? Can they travel by car? And you really have to look at the geography of the surrounding countries. I mean, you have Iran, still far away, hard to get to, lots of Taliban checkpoints in between, and not a destination for religious minorities, certainly, especially not Christians. You have Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan to the north, and they've actually been accepting a lot of people for months since May when the U.S. started withdrawing, and they've pretty much indicated they can't take more people. You have Pakistan over to the east, but it's difficult to get there. I mean, even on foot, it would be 58 hours, at least 6 hours by car. And like I said, you have checkpoints, you have geography problems, you have the problem of not having enough food and water for the trip, you don't have a place to charge your cell phone. So many issues in terms of getting out of the country, logistical and safety.
Kelsey Zorzi is president of the United Nations Committee on Freedom of Religion or Belief. And that's Look at the Week in Religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!